Yeah.
Oh, it's got space and sound effects at the end.
At the end, it turns out to be in a bin in space.
Are they singing it in a bin?
No, in space, yes.
A bin in space.
A bin in space bin.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We're here with you till 3. Don't forget, you can call us 0871 222 1049. You can text us at any point, 83XFM, or email us, adamandjoe, at xfm.co.uk. And this is our last show. We're about to take a break for the summer. We're not going to be back till September, so this is our last show for about 3.5 months. 4 months? Is that 4 months? How long is that?
It's a long time.
It's a
three and a half months.
Long time.
It's a long time without any Adam and Joe loving.
Oh, man.
Oh, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to get some tender loving radio care from Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
I presume that means they've finished their show, Extras.
Possibly, or they're filming it during the week. I think, actually, they're scheduling it around celebrity appearances. A great deal. They're waiting for celebrities to be available, stars,
and then
scheduling their shoots around them to an extent.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I've heard.
Okay,
but they'll probably tell everybody. That's Ricky and Steve coming back 1 till 3, sitting in for us.
They're not quite as forthcoming with their gossip as we are, though. So, Ricky and Steve.
No, they're anecdotalists.
I know they tend to talk about things in real life rather than
non-showbiz anecdotalists.
Yeah, whereas we desire the ephemera.
Delicious ephemera.
I'll be listening to Ricky and Steve, and that'll be very, very exciting.
But forget about them for the moment, because it's us for another 2 hours, and we've got fantastic prizes to give away. We've got 3 pairs of tickets to the premiere of Sin City.
Hey, is that good? I know almost nothing about it.
Genuinely fantastic.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but a lot of people I know have, and it's apparently superb, and it's got Jessica Alba in it, and I think she's very, very sexy indeed.
I don't know who she is.
I love her.
What's she been in? Neighbours?
I don't care. She's so sexy.
Well, I've never even seen Jessica Albert.
Yeah, Alba.
Alba.
Wasn't she? She was dark. Was she Dark Angel? James Cameron's action series in the US.
Oh,
get hip.
She was Honey in the Missy Elliott film. She was like a really beautiful
Missy Elliott hasn't made a film. What are you talking
see,
about?
See, now you need to get hip.
Well, admit, no, I'm only saying Missy Elliott film. There is no Missy Elliott video.
Elliott
a video. She's in some video. But, anyway, she looks so sexy in Sin City.
I need a hip operation. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. We've also got, for Ditties in the Dock at the end of the show, we're giving away, 3 Revolutions albums featuring the work of the Bravery, Kasabian, Super Furries, The Clash and many more. And, what, we've got 1 pair of tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival. That's a good prize.
That's a very
as well.
Good prize.
And it's sold out, that festival. So that'll be for some sort of text competition. So much to win. So many laughs.
So many good times.
So many good times coming up.
A lot of TV to talk about, man. It was a bumper week for telly.
A bumper
one way or another.
Week.
Did you watch a lot?
I did watch a lot. Shall we have a record, though?
Yeah, let's. Incidentally, we started the show with the Kaiser Chiefs with Every Day I Love You Less and Less. Mm. Right now we have a track from Weezer's new album. This is Beverly Hills. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. That's a good start, isn't it?
Yes, that was Coldplay with The Speed of Sound. A very thoughtful and profound track. Has that got you thinking, Adam?
Yeah, I think it's about 50 miles an hour.
It's Adam and Joe on XFM. Of course, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith has come out. How do you say Sith if you've got a lisp or a speech impediment?
Sith.
Revenge of the Sith.
I'm going to go and see Revenge of the Sith. Look out for some special music,
yeah.
Shall you?
So we're opening our special Star Wars clinic for anyone who's seen the film and has mental problems with it, which I'm sure there are a lot of people because it is a fairly mental film, can give us a call, 0871 222 1049. We will provide you with some therapy, some Star Wars therapy. So on the line we've got Jonathan.
It is the Doctor.
Brilliant.
See?
Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. Now, you've been to see Revenge of the Sith this weekend.
I did. I went to see it yesterday.
Yeah, and you've got some medical problems with it, haven't you?
Well, no, it was just Well, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good film.
Yes.
It tied in some things nicely. The script, obviously, all Star Wars films, the script isn't the strongest point.
No.
And a lot of it was, you know, the CGI was spectacular.
Yes.
But it was a good film, and I did enjoy it.
Okay. Well, there's the review. What's the criticism? What was your problem?
Nothing. It wasn't a problem. It's something you brought up last week.
He's picking us up on something. Oh,
yeah.
He's got a problem with us.
When he christened Lord Vader.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to remind listeners that Joe said last week that it seemed to be a completely random decision just to christen him Lord Vader.
Well, they do the moment, don't they? Of course, it's an exciting moment where he goes, I think I shall call you Darth Vader. But they don't tell you the thought process or the logic at all, so it's sort of a slightly pointless hollow moment. Do you not agree, Jonathan?
Well, no. I think the logic behind it is that Hayden Christensen gives this big spiel about, I want to protect my wife and my
Yeah,
people,
yeah.
You know, his fatherly duties.
Yes.
And Vader, in Danish, now I don't think they speak Danish on Tatooine or any of the galactic planets, means father.
Well, how are we supposed to know that?
Yeah, well,
Okay, put it this way.
It's something to relate to.
Hold on, Jonathan.
Yeah,
what if, so, according to your theory, what if he went, I think I'll call you Darth, father is Vader in Danish. Vader! Yes, Darth Vader, because it means father in Danish. Yeah, would that be better?
You remind me of a delicious pastry, a Danish pastry. Wait, what is
Layers buns.
Father in Layers buns? this is all linking up in my brain into a kind of logical piece of space, Butum.
What's your comeback at that, Jonathan?
Nothing.
Silenced.
We win!
Bye-bye, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Thanks very much, Jonathan.
It's still a rubbish moment. Paul on line two for the Star Wars Problem Clinic. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
What's your medical problem with Star Wars, Paul?
Well, I thought it was pretty dark, to be honest with you. Pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
I'm still disturbed now. I'm still shaking.
Really?
Yeah.
Paul, you're lying, aren't you?
No.
I'm really not.
It was the attack on the younglings.
Oh, the younglings.
The younglings? What are the younglings?
I couldn't get on with
it. Do you mean children?
But they refer to them as younglings.
Children, especially the fact that the kid that actually spoke had a Cockney accent.
Yeah. Was that really true?
I didn't like it. Didn't you hear it?
I didn't, know, but I like that, because in the original trilogy, there's a lot of British accents, because they were all shot in Britain.
Yeah.
So there's loads of, all the Stormtroopers have English voices, don't they, in the original movies? Might be wrong about that.
It just made it more real for me. But there were things I liked about it, to be honest with you. I liked the fact that it was particularly accurate, where they actually,
it was historically accurate.
When Bail Organa gives the droid to Captain Antilles.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good touch.
My nerd alarm is going off a little
bit. Well, that's very good, Nate, using all the right names. You mean when they erase the memories?
Yeah, that's right, right.
That's
when
a good touch.
When he's having an oil bath in A New Hope.
Yes.
My nerd alarm's actually hurting me now.
No, Paul, you're absolutely right. So you really liked it. Well done. How old are you, Paul?
I'm 24.
There you go. So you're actually quite young for the originals.
I am. Big fan, though.
Well, well done. Well done going to see it. He didn't really have a medical problem, did he?
No, he's spooked. He's just spooked.
He just didn't like the murder of the younglings.
Yeah, which is fair enough.
They can't refer. They can't use the word. They don't use the word children.
No.
Younglings.
Bizarre.
Very odd.
Childrox.
Childrox.
That's
something
children.
Out of Fraggle Rock, isn't it? Childrox.
Paul, thank you very much for your call. Have a good weekend. And Jonathan, thanks very much indeed as well for giving us a
call.
Are
we closing the Star Wars Clinic?
Just for the moment.
We might open it again later if you've seen Star Wars and have
closing
problems.
The Star Wars Clinic's doors. I've got a little free play for you right now. This is The Damned. Then we're going to hear some commercials and we'll be right back with you on XFM.
It's all right, we've sung good night. It's a terrible thing.
It's good, though.
It's true, though, isn't it? That is how he was singing.
That is how he was singing. Yeah. Before that, you heard the Zootons with Don't Ever Think Too Much. And before the break, you heard the Damned with Love Song. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
You're a bad thing,
babe. Okay.
A crack commentary recorded off of a DVD. Why don't you listen and see? You could win some crap for free. Can you tell and speak it? And a movie or critique it? Go ahead, it's easy. You can use IMDb.
Yes, it's crap commentary competition time. There's just one clip this week. And, the crap commentary competition corner, what's it called? I don't even know what it's called.
Corner.
It's sort of been withering away and dying, because I've been running out of DVDs in my collection with rubbish commentaries. So, this isn't the most brilliantly funny one, but it's quite challenging. Okay? Yeah. And it's got some slightly amusing American-type talking.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, if you know who this is and what film they're talking about, call 0871-222-1049 and you could win a pair of tickets to the Sin City premiere on Monday, this coming Monday.
Which, that is a good price.
That is a good price because what is a wicked film, apparently.
Supposed to be a wicked film.
Because said that it is a wicked film.
Supposed to be
wicked.
And
also
it's
got Jessica Alba and I like her stomach.
Don't know who she is.
Yeah, she's got a nice tummy.
No idea who she is.
So, 0871-222-1049, stand by your phones to win tickets to the Sin City premiere. Tell us, who is this actor and what film is he talking about?
This call on my answering machine. He's like, hey, dude, what's up, man? Hey, listen, buddy, you know, so we're going to be working together. Right on, bro. Let's become bros. Let's become friends, man. Call me, dude. Let's go hang out. So I called him up and I said, yeah, what do you want? I said, hey, man, let's go hang out, dude. I was like, oh, this guy's a loser.
Ooh, let's be bros.
I don't want to work with him.
Let's be bros.
I think maybe that was me that called him up.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't say
you
it like that. I just said, let's be bros. I just said, listen, we're going to be working. Can we be bros?
Did you say we're going to be working, bro? Can we be bros?
I may have done.
Did you? Well,
but
yeah,
what's wrong with that?
Well, that's the sort of thing a loser says.
He was very off
You're
with
a
me.
Loser.
Hearing his voice there, I can just see his chipmunk face.
And don't give away any clues.
Well, that's not too much of a clue. It's obviously a bloke. But I'm not 100% sure who it is.
Yeah.
But I can see
once
a chipmunk
more,
face.
Once more, 0871-222-1049. Who's this actor and what movie is he talking about?
I don't know what movie it could be.
This call on my answering machine. He's like, hey, dude, what's up, man? Hey, listen, buddy, you know, so we're going to be working together. Right on, bro. Let's become bros. Let's become friends, man. Call me, dude. Let's go hang out. So I called him up and I said, yeah, what do you want? I said, hey, man, let's go hang out, dude. I was like, oh, this guy's a loser. All right.
Boy.
When you know who it is, the clip is thrown into a completely different light.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I think I do know
I tell you
it
what,
is.
For extra points, you could tell us who that was calling him as well. Like, if you work out who that actor was, you can pretty easily work out who it was calling him.
Really?
Because it was the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Wow.
Oh, 0871, okay. 0871-222-1049. Call now if you want to win tickets to the Sin City premiere this coming Monday.
Because I brought
Leicester Square.
I brought along some extra prizes because you told me, you emailed me this week, Joe Cornish, and you said, let's be really up ourselves because it's the last show and before the summer and we can just do all Adam and Joe stuff for like any Adam and Joe fans.
Yeah.
And so we'll do an Adam and Joe Ditties in the Dark and we can do.
We might still do that.
But then you kind of recanted. Maybe wisely, I would say.
Possibly wisely for crap commentary. We were going to play some Adam and Joe crap commentary.
Yeah, but then we thought
it just would have sounded like Adam's voice.
Exactly.
Anyway, 0871-222-1049.
But
if
I was
going to
say that as a prize, I brought in some copies of Ken's commentary for the Priory.
Hey, that's a good prize.
It's a very rare item.
This is
a commentary I did just to amuse myself and my friends.
Shall we go to the phones and put this to bed, and then we could talk about those prizes for maybe the next thing?
Okay. And before that, I'm going to play another exciting free play. I don't know if this has ever been played on the radio. Maybe I'm not allowed to play it. But it's by Kevin Eldon, the comedian.
Ooh.
And calling himself Pop Socks.
Tell people what Kevin Eldon's been in case they don't recognise his name.
Kevin Eldon has been in Big Train.
He's a sort of Chris Morris regular as well,
isn't
he?
Yeah, exactly.
In a lot of Jam.
He did, he was in Jam. Mm. He did a lot of stuff with Stuart Lee and Richard Herring. And he's an all-round funny guy. Oh, and he's in Nighty Night as well.
And he's got a little band, has he? Is it a one-man band?
He's a really good musician, Kevin Eldon. But he's done a lot of musical spoofs for various projects he's been involved with. And I don't know what this one was for, but they're supposed to be a Swiss band called Pop Socks. Mm. And this song is called Mobile Phone.
Calling your mobile phone.
Oh. Well, it's lovely to hear someone who's still so excited about mobile phones. I think me excited about mobile phones.
I think maybe they were supposed to be an Austrian band, but I think maybe it was supposed to be them releasing a single in the early 80s
or
something.
Yeah, I think they could release that now.
Yeah, that's
good. I think it's good to reinvigorate people's... You know, we become complacent about phone technology. And
yeah.
That's just made me excited about the whole thing.
But you see, that would be a better ringtone than Crazy Frog, surely.
Well, we'll talk about that a bit later, shall
right,
we?
Then,
that's
yeah.
a whole lot of kettle of fish. We should do this crap commentary corner.
Let's wrap it up.
Take these callers. Hang on, Lila just asked me a question.
Oh, questions.
It's that one.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Who it is. Okay, so we're going to go to the phones. You're right, Adam, are you ready?
Yeah.
You're having some plastic problems.
Just to, you know, exciting sounds of production.
Plastic box problems. Can we go to Dick?
Hello, Dick, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing, Dick?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you doing?
Very well. Are you confident you've got this right?
Pardon?
Are you confident that you've got this correct?
I'm quietly confident.
Yeah?
I hope so.
Yeah?
Definitely.
What have you got then? What are your thoughts?
I think it's Gary Busey. He's talking about the film Point Break and his dopey co-star Keanu Reeves.
The Boozy. In The Break. A great film, a great actor. That's the Boozer.
It's a good bit of logic there, man, but you're completely wrong.
Completely wrong.
Oh, my God.
It's a very good guess, though, and I any opportunity to talk about either Point Break or Gary Boozy. I love Boozy. I love his son, Jake Boozy. Do you know his son, Jake Boozy?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jake Boozy.
He looks exactly like his dad. He's the guy that blows up the time machine in Contact, the space machine.
That's right.
Isn't he? He's the terrorist. He's a fantastic sort of albino-type, scary-looking,
he looks
weirdo.
Mad. Yeah.
I love the Boozies.
He's also in, what's it called, Starship Troopers.
Is he?
I think you're right.
Jake Boozy.
Yeah, I think he's one of the GIs at the beginning.
There's also an American series called I'm With Boozy, which I heard about, which is about an obsessive who's the dad called?
Gary.
Gary Boozy fan, who just spends a whole week with Gary Boozy, and apparently it was brilliant. I never saw it.
It's like a regular series. They always just hang out and drive around and
see that,
go shooting and stuff.
Well done. Can we give you do you want a pair of tickets to the premiere anyway?
Yeah, go on, why not?
Can you make it?
Whereabouts is it?
It's Monday yeah. evening, this coming Monday, Leicester Square.
Hell yeah, definitely.
You know the whole cast are going to be there, Dick.
Really?
Yeah, everybody. Rodriguez, Mickey Rourke, what's-his-face from The Underground, what's he called, in Croupier and stuff?
The Underground?
I'm just saying he's from The Underground, because you see him around London all the time on The Underground.
Yeah.
It's not that exciting.
So,
yeah,
listen...
the English one. Yeah. Excellent. I'll look forward to seeing Mickey Rourke Squarehead.
Yeah. And don't frighten any of them, you know. Don't, like, say weird things to them. Stay away from them unless you're invited to speak to them.
Okay. I'll see you there. I'm going to go down. Thanks for calling, Dick.
Brilliant.
Cheers, Dick.
Cheers.
Bad luck getting it wrong. Ray, let's see whether Ray's got it right. Is that Ray? Hello, Ray.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Good. Do you want to know who I
What's the matter, Joe? Did you suddenly lose the will to live?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cheer up, man.
All right.
It's holidays.
go on then. Ray, who do you think it is?
Yeah, I think it is Dennis Hopper talking about Peter Fonda around the making of Easy Rider.
Wow.
You pronounced his name like, see, he's a paedophile.
Peter Fonda.
Peter Fonda.
Yeah. He's a notorious Peter Fonda.
A Peter Fonda.
He's a Peter Fondler. He's fondling Peter.
This is bad now.
This is terrible.
Okay.
Ray, so what made you think that? What do you think? What are the giveaway clues?
Because, it's a hardcore Californian accent.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And his drawl. And also the fact that I don't think they really got on, and that kind of says it, doesn't it?
Really?
There's some very good informed guessing going on.
That's good guessing. Do you think that guessing deserves a pair of tickets to the Sin City premiere?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you like that, Ray?
That'd be lovely.
Can you go?
I think I should be able to go, yeah.
I can hear the sound of young children. You've got young children?
I have, yeah.
Well, you can't take them. What are you going to do about that?
It'd have to be my missus, won't it?
Leave the missus at home with the kids?
Yeah.
And go to the sexy Hollywood premiere and make a pass at Jessica Alba?
It's a pair of tickets, though. You're supposed to take... This is going to reinvigorate your domestic life.
Get a babysitter in.
Yeah.
Take the wife. She'll love it. It's full of killing and special effects.
But listen, man, you got it wrong, unfortunately. You're still going to the premiere and have a good time. Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for everything. Let's see if we can nail this one. Who have we got?
What does that say? Christina? Crystalla?
Krista.
Hello, Krista.
Hello.
Wow, that's a nice name. Sounds very...
Yeah, it's Greek.
Is it really Greek?
It is.
Yeah, I'm not going to say stupid things about your name because that's always very predictable and old, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So, well, let's move on. Adam is, though. What are you going to say?
No. I was going to say I always enjoy it.
Yeah. I just thought it sounded a bit like Cresta.
We've got to wrap this up because rambling now.
Krista, who do you think it is?
It's Corey Feldman.
She's so confident. How did you deduce that?
I know it because I've got the Lost Boys DVD.
Well done. It is, of course, Corey Feldman talking about the first time that Corey Haim telephoned him.
Exactly.
And it doesn't sound like
Haim.
Yeah, exactly. And it turned into a relationship that spawned such superb films as License to Drive.
Which I've seen, sadly.
Well done.
Snowboard Academy? Were they in there?
No. I gave up on the Haim-Feldman partnership after License to Drive.
There are other Haim partnership films, aren't there?
They're all crap.
Lots of boys. Okay, sorry, Chris, you're not having any tickets.
No, give them to me.
You're not having any tickets. Do you want the tickets?
I waited outside the Empire the other day for free tickets, and they had 50 pairs, and I was number 58.
No.
Sin City?
What a fantastic happy ending then.
I think they're just giving them away to anybody now.
Oh, don't be stupid. It's the most hard-fought ticket in London.
Yeah, exactly. You had to go through the ringer for that.
I did. I've earned it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I hope you enjoy yourself. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you very much for getting the competition right.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
See ya. Have a good weekend. And, that was amazing.
That was amazing.
I'm going to resist the temptation to carry on talking about the two Coreys because we have to go to the adverts. We'll be right back. That's almost exhausting level of excitement.
It's easily arranged.
For
him to be somewhere else.
Just go. Just leave. That's Razorlight. Fantastic stuff from Razorlight. Somewhere else. Before that, you heard some adverts.
Brilliant.
And before that, you were listening to me and Joe crapping on
about the two Coreys, and we've had a couple of texts to remind us that the Coreys, someone's texted, and I quote verbatim, the Coreys done scuba school. Full stop. That's a very good sentence. It's the worst film I've ever seen. They had so little budget that they used cardboard cutouts of people and trees in the background. I think they spent all the cash on drugs, and they both look mangled. I never saw the end. Robin Morden.
I know we've talked about this before, but which Corey looks okay these days?
The Corey's done scuba school. One of them's very fat. Corey Haim, who's the pretty one in The Lost Boys, with the sort of quiff and the stupid sort of Elvis smile, he is now a great big blob.
The lovely blob. The one that looked a bit sort of more like Rough Trade than the other one. There was one who was
What do you mean by that, Adam?
I don't know. There was one who
like
was very...
boy. Basically, one's really good looking, one's not so good looking.
There was one who was very boyish.
That's Corey Haim, and Corey Feldman is the one who was in The Goonies, which Corey was not in.
Okay.
Corey's was the...
Which was the one who was in Stand By Me?
That is Corey Feldman.
Feldman.
Yeah.
And he's the now Balloon Boy.
No, he's fairly normal. He was always a little bit podge, and he's remained decently podge.
Yeah.
But Haim has gone from being a young Adonis to a huge blobby Balloon Boy.
You never know, though, man. It's just a phase, probably.
No, it's the drugs. It's the drugs. He got into drugs very, very early, Corey Haim.
Dear me.
Yeah.
I wonder, that was presumably what the Trills were singing about.
The Trills?
The Trills.
What is that, then?
Whatever happened to Corey Haim?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
I don't know if they were just sort of saying, because you never hear from him anymore, or whether they were saying...
No, you hear from... I mean, they're majorly famous. Everyone knows about them.
All you have to do is turn on the Biography Channel or
Exactly. They're everywhere all the time. I think they should come back. I think they should done scuba school again.
They should done scuba school too.
Yes.
Did you watch, man, there was a lot of good TV on this week, or at least TV worth watching.
Mm.
Stalking Pete Doherty, which we sort of said that people should watch last week. Did you catch it in the end?
You know what? I missed it.
You lunatic.
Was it terribly, terribly good?
It was amazing. It was amazing.
What I couldn't work out is everybody was saying to me, and listeners, you might be able to help with this, is that Max Carlish, who was the documentary maker who made it.
Yeah.
Kept going, who was apparently a Fruit Loop. Well, he's actually clinically, he's bipolar.
He's ill, so
he's actually mentally ill, Lila, before you make gestures like that. I've lost my train of thought because Lila's all outraged.
Because there's different...
Was he actually gay for Pete Doherty? Did he actually really crave sex with Doherty? Or was he just using these statements as a sort of metaphor for the interview process? Because some of my friends were saying, wow, he was actually sexually obsessed with Doherty. Or... others were saying, no, they've just got the wrong end of the stick. He'd come off the phone and say, oh, I just had sex with Doherty. It was amazing.
And actually, he was just talking metaphorically about the interview process.
He makes it clear throughout that he thinks the interview is like having sex. Right. It's a really revolting...
But he is sort of obsessed physically with Doherty as well.
Analogy.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he is, definitely. Yeah. No, he's completely besotted by him, but as a fan would be, do you know what I mean? Mm. And it sort of verges on the sexual at times. But the weird thing about it, it was a very compelling documentary with some stuff that was so hard to watch because... It was just this guy completely laying himself bare in front of Doherty and making a total git of himself.
Really?
And Doherty actually coming off quite well as someone who was just letting this guy in.
He's got a lovely voice, hasn't he? Speaking voice, Doherty. I've never really heard his speaking voice. And it's really boyish and sort of childish, isn't it? And nice.
But he basically just let this guy into his inner sanctum because his whole philosophy is like, yeah, you know, anything goes and let's all just hang out together and be nice, yeah. And so this loony guy comes along and he lets him in and... After a while, though, it gets too much and they stop inviting him backstage, which is fair enough. But you get the, you know, he's been pushed as far as he can go. The next thing that Max Carlish does is go off and sell little bits of footage of Doherty chasing the dragon to the tabloids. So no wonder he got a bit upset about it all. But the whole thing left a weird taste in the mouth because Max Carlish is ill, or was ill, certainly at the time. And bipolar, is that the same as manic depressive? Or schizophrenic? I'm not sure. Maybe someone could tell me, because those are similar conditions, but I'm not sure exactly what the difference between them is. But anyway, he was certainly clinically ill or depressed. And you just felt like, Channel 4 was slightly promoting it as like, well, what do you think? Do you think this is a documentarian who's gone too far and stepped over the line? And it's like, no, he's just ill. He's clearly ill.
And Doherty's an addict. It's just a sort of big car crash, was it? A big car crash documentary.
Yeah, a massive car crash.
When's television ever not put that stuff out? Or exploited that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I know, that's true.
That's their job. True.
But you felt sorry for everyone involved, really.
Yeah.
In a way.
I feel sorry for myself because I missed it.
I know. Well, I've got it on tape, man. I'll give you a copy.
I'm the greatest victim.
I've got it on tape. Thing. I'm giving them out. It was sick, but amazing. And I'm giving it out. So,
wow. You're so consistent.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back very shortly.
Very good. They made a bit of a mess of the ending of that, didn't they?
Well, it sort of fell apart amiably.
Yeah, but
that was very enjoyable. Hard to Beat by Hardfire, and before that you heard Lila by Oasis. Now, Joe, you know...
Listen, I wanted to ask you something, Adam.
Sure.
What's this week's Virgin Megastore's album of the week, and how can I do things concerned with it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this, and I think it's Audio Slaves, Out of Exile.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, if you want to win...
I do. How can I win copies?
I don't even know if it's copies, but if you just want to win... Lila, is it copies of the album?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Joe, if you want to win copies of Out of Exile by Audio Slave, can you please go to www.xfm.co.uk?
Yes.
Because it's the Virgin Megastore's album of the week.
Brilliant.
If you listen to Marsha on Monday from 10 a.m, she'll be giving away copies as well.
Well, that's exciting stuff, and Marsha's coming up after us, sitting in for Justin Lee Collins, is she?
Yeah, because Justin's just had a baby. Congratulations, Justin, and your partner.
Wow.
We're very, very happy for you.
He's given birth to an extraordinary television career.
Yeah, a little hairy baby. So, congratulations, guys. I hope you're both very well and happy. All three of you.
They're in Bristol. They can't probably come here.
I know, but I'm just sending it out into the ether.
Okay, then. Now, talking of television... I think television has reached a new low this week. I think something's gone wrong, specifically with ITV. I think ITV has broken. I think it's dead.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
I was thinking, because I watched Monkey Trousers last night and I didn't
Monkey Trousers was quite good.
It was quite
good. But generally, I turned on the telly at like 11:20 ITV, and it's that celebrity love nonsense.
Oh, it's the live stream, yeah.
And it's the live stream, and it's just a... blank picture of an island and the text on the screen saying for legal reasons we apologize for the loss of sound or vision, this is for legal reasons. Now to me that might be all right on Channel 4 at 2 in the morning, but on ITV at 11:15 on a Saturday night, that's just fundamentally wrong.
I agree with you, although I think Channel 4 do live streaming from the Big Brother house at a similar time.
Do they?
Yeah, I'm not sure, because I remember thinking...
I don't think they do. I don't think Live Big Brother comes on until after midnight.
Yeah.
I don't think Channel 4 would put a sorry for loss of picture. And it's such a specious apology anyway.
Yeah.
Because they can put whatever they want on their channel. They're not, like, bound by the fact that what Fran Cosgrove is saying naughty, nutty words.
No,
you could just put a cartoon on or something.
Exactly, a cartoon.
Or a pop video.
Or...
That, I think that's just beyond the pale. It's lazy and it's wrong. And it shows a terrible lack of imagination and et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, it's deeply cynical. Are you not watching Love Island then?
Well, we could talk about how good Love Island is in a second. But so that's reason one why television's sort of another nail in the coffin this week for ITV. The other thing is the flipping Crazy Frog.
That's out of hand.
Now, that used to be just on non-terrestrial stations.
Yeah.
But in the last couple of weeks, it's penetrated like an evil weed through to terrestrial. And now it's on non-stop on 5, 4 and 3.
Yeah.
In the middle of proper programs.
And sometimes twice in a break.
In a single break. Now, dum dum down, dum 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 down. Sometimes to Axel F.
Me.
And I like that advert. It's cute when it's on non-terrestrial, where there are different rules. But for it to go to terrestrial is deeply wrong. And the interesting thing is they've had more complaints about it than I think any other advert in history. I think they had 400 complaints within about 2 days of it going on terrestrial. And the complaints people have had to open up a whole separate website purely for Jamster-related complaints.
A frog division.
Frog division complaints website.
Wow.
And it's not just about his froggy willy bits that we've talked about at
great
length.
Those are all censored, yeah.
Those are all censored. Now, it's just the fact that it is the most amazingly annoying advert ever, which was charming at first. But and I feel we're partly to blame, because we talked about it when it first emerged in an exciting, optimistic way.
Well, everyone's to blame if you look at it like that. People were, you know, enamoured by it and thought it was funny and amusing. So they just leapt on it and squeezed every little miserable bit of juice out of the horrible frog that they could. But that's the nature of advertising, though. The weird thing about how cynical advertising has become is that now they sort of think this sort of thing is acceptable. You know what I mean? People are so jaded that they just expect to be bashed in the face repeatedly by these kind of adverts in a sort of Blade Runner way.
It's going to encourage people. I haven't got Sky or cable. I've only got Freeview. But now I think I'm going to get Sky, because if adverts like that are on normal telly, then there's no longer any distinction between terrestrial and non-terrestrial.
Oh, they're on Sky, mate.
I know. But what I'm saying is I just give up this thing of sticking to the 4 terrestrial channels.
You need the box. You need the TiVo box.
TiVo. I'm going to go Sky Plus.
Yeah, that's the way to do
it. Unless the frog what done it.
Get the advertisers, kids. Come on. Let's do it together. Oh, that frog. XFM. The ever-dependable Foo Fighters with Best of You.
Yeah, their video was premiered on Channel 4, an exciting video exclusive, last night. It was fairly average. It was just them singing in lots of close-ups of the microphone and Dave Grohl's mouth, and then them singing in a place. I don't know where. I think they should only do video exclusives if there's something sexy or violent in a video. That's what they used to do. It used to be like the Two Tribes premiere, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, or a Madonna video, or something dirty and late night, something banned.
China Girl, do you remember that? With Bowie rolling about
in the surf?
China
Girl with Bowie's Butox. Oh. You don't want to just put a standard Foo Fighters video as an exclusive on Channel 4. Another reason why television's going down the tubes.
Yeah, absolutely right, Joe. Yeah. Brilliantly well said. Before we slag off more bits of TV, can I just say a couple of things that
if
I really enjoyed?
If we were on it,
what?
Telly?
Yeah.
Things would be different.
That's true, isn't it?
If the Adam and Joe show was still on, things would be very different.
Yeah, because then it would be brilliant.
Yeah, but Kevin Ligo from Channel 4 killed us.
He hates us.
He killed us.
The Thick of It. Did you watch that? You haven't got digital, have you?
No, but that's on BBC4. The Thick of It is the new Armando Iannucci political brainiac satire. But listen, I'm worried that we're not going to have time before we start talking about that to give away these tickets for the Isle of Wight Festival.
Okay, we'll tell people
I think possibly our listeners might care more about that than Armando Iannucci's new show, even though maybe they shouldn't, but they might be desperately wanting these tickets.
Well, tell them what to do, and then I'm going to continue talking about it.
If you want these Isle of Wight tickets, one pair of tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival, 10th to the 12th of June, on the bill, Roxy Music, Idlewild, Morrissey, Magic Numbers, R.A.M., Snow Patrol, Feeder, Ray Davies, then simply call us, 0871-222-1049, and plead with us, just give us a really good reason why we should give them to you. We're going to get two or three people on the lines, then we're going to basically have a pathetic off.
Yeah, well, it's going to be ruthless. I think we should be ruthless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, if you sound like, if we don't like you, you're not going to get them. Simple as that.
Yeah.
If
it's going to be completely partisan, non-partisan, whatever that phrase is.
Yeah, partisan.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I recommend you watch The Thick of It to return to my original.
Can I give the number quickly?
Oh my God.
0871-222-1049. 0871-222-1049 for those Isle of Wight Festival tickets. Call now. Carry on.
Yeah. So Thursdays on BBC 4, you can catch The Thick of It. It's very funny. Also, yeah, I thought Monkey Trousers was really better than it should be. Mm. Just very good, as you said, to see Vic and Bob doing amusing stuff.
Monkey Trousers is the big all-star sketch show on ITV's. It was at 10 o'clock last night. Vic and Bob, Mackenzie Crook and Ian Lee. Who else was in it?
John Thompson.
John Thompson, Steve Coogan.
Steve Coogan.
Yeah.
All sorts of people. But it was really pretty good. Ronnie Ancona and, you know, your fellow, your impressionist
Oh,
man.
Yeah, Dave Spat Spratt.
Jim Pointy.
Tony Impressions.
Why can't I remember his name?
David Skittles.
The show's actually called after his name.
Yeah, what's he called? The Brian O'Frenza show. Damien O'Crunk.
Oh, I can't
remember. Alistair McGowan.
Alistair McGowan. Yeah. Oh, my God, that was awful. Anyway, not him, but just that moment. But anyway, they were all in it, and it was pretty good. But Vic and Bob sort of ruled it, really. And there was a sketch in there that Bob Mortimer does where he's kind of a clueless estate agent, and he's going around showing a house to someone and just pointing at things and saying, that's the ceiling, and that's the toaster, and that's the floor, and there's a fridge, and these are the corners. There are many corners in the house, and that's just one of them there. And then she asks a question like, yeah, how long is the leasehold for? I don't know. And over there is the toaster, and it basically just says, I don't know, to every single important question. But it was really funny, and it's going to be kind of a classic character, I think. That's my opinion. Maybe I'll be wrong, but...
Well, we'll be back in September to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll actually, the first show back, we'll actually discover whether you're right.
Hey, speaking of Vic and Bob, though, people should really not miss Catterick. If you haven't watched it yet, it's on BBC Two at the moment. It was originally shown on BBC Three. But it's amazing. It's really funny and some of the best stuff they've ever done, in my opinion. So you'd be an insane kind of moron to miss it.
I've spent all week watching the Dave Chappelle show on DVD.
Oh, yeah, is that good?
It's very, very funny.
Yeah, I don't know really much about Dave Chappelle.
Well, he's recently gone mad and booked himself into a mental hospital
in South Africa.
He's America's biggest comedian.
Biggest?
The Dave Chappelle Show is the highest-selling comedy DVD in America. It sells more than The Simpsons and Futurama.
No.
Yeah. But he's recently gone mad because of the pressure of his third series.
Right.
Checked himself into a clinic in South Africa.
Oh, my goodness.
But if you can play American DVDs, I do recommend the Dave Chappelle Show.
Yeah, I might go out and invest in that.
That's our comedy recommendations for this week.
Thank you very much. Now, here's a free play. This is The Shins. That's nice, isn't it? That's Gone For Good by The Shins. That's maybe a bit too much of a pathetic track to play from that album, but it is an amazing album. Shoots Too Narrow, it's called, and I would invest in it. If you haven't done already. This is Adam and John XFM. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to talk to some people and give away some stuff.
Yes. Now it's time for us to give away tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival, 10th to the 12th of June. We've got 5 callers on the line. There's no sort of thing to do in this competition. All you have to do is you're going to have 10 seconds to convince us that you are the person who we should give these tickets to. So you can go whichever way you want. You can be aggressive and violent. You can be really pathetic. You can lie. You can tell the truth. Any technique you want. Please don't swear or say anything naughty. But you've got 10 seconds, these 5 callers, to win those tickets. So should we go straight to the lines, Adam? Are you ready?
Okay, who have we got first?
This is going to be a real test for your fingers, your mixing fingers.
Finger test.
Adam on the decks. We've got Natalie first. Hello, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi, okay. Her voice sounds nice. Okay, well, should we give her 10 seconds? Let's give you 10 seconds.
What's she pitching for? What's she going
to
win?
To win the tickets to the festival.
Okay,
right. Festival. Are you happy with what we're doing here, Natalie?
Yes, very happy.
You understand you've got 10 seconds to convince us?
Yeah, that's fine.
Your time starts now. Go!
Hi, it's Natalie. I've never been to a festival before, and I finished uni this year, so what better way to celebrate?
You did what this year?
I finished uni, my finals.
Time up!
Congratulations, Natalie. That was a good
uni.
Effort. Do we say who's won yet? No, we wait till the end.
Quiet, Natalie.
Is that good enough?
So, quiet, Natalie. No, that's 10 seconds are over. Sorry, we're being really ruthless. That's it.
Thanks
I'm
for
going to
Natalie.
Finished uni, not been to festival before.
This is making me
anxious. We've got Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Okay, Chris, your 10 seconds starts now. Go.
Okay, this year my whole life's gone wrong. I crashed my car, my wife left me, my football team got relegated, I'm going to lose my job, and I really need something to cheer me up. Is that quick enough?
Yeah, that was very good. There's a nice little sort of tummy noise as well in the middle of that. Boy. That was extremely good. Is any of that true, Chris?
It's all true, sadly.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, Chris, awful life.
terrible.
I'm putting down. Okay.
Brackets, no wife.
No, no wife. That's not true, is it, Chris?
I hope not.
No, that would be terrible.
We're not talking to Chris for the moment. Who else have we got now?
Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well. Your time starts now.
Good, okay. Well, last year I was at Glastonbury. I always wanted to see Morrissey, always wanted to see him. But my wife was ill. I had to leave early to go and look after my children.
Okay, that's very good. He's got children. He's bringing children into the game. His wife is ill. And he's obsessed with Morrissey.
Ill wife. That's crafty.
A good one. That's a good one. Well done, Andrew. Okay, Juliet, can she come up better with children, ill wife, or awful life? Yes. Are you there, Juliet?
Hi, yes I am, hi.
Okay, you've got 10 seconds starting now, go.
Yes, I'm even more obsessed with Morrissey, and I live in Dulwich, so obviously you've got to feel really sorry for me because my life is really dull. Dullards unite. And I'm really skinned, and I've got 2 kids as well, and I won't be able to get there, and it's essential to my well-being to see Morrissey. It's absolutely essential.
What are the name of your children?
Sophie and Charlie.
What are the name of your children's?
Yeah, it's quite good, isn't it?
That is quite good. Well, that's pretty good. But you know what, Julia? I live in Camberwell, very near Dulwich.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like your tone about Dulwich. I went to school in Dulwich. I went to Dulwich College Preparatory School in a little cap and shorts. And I love Dulwich. So, you know, you may have made a boo-boo. Our final contestant there is, what does that say? Richard. It's Richard. Yeah. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Okay, so you've got quite a challenge there.
Yes, I have. I'll be okay.
A lot of really pathetic people out there. Can you be more pathetic than them? Your time starts now.
I'm even more of an obsessive about Roxy music. I like to drink sherry with Brian Ferry and tell Morrissey to cheer up and tell him to forgive his parents.
Drink what with Brian Ferry?
Sherry with Brian Ferry.
Oh, sherry. Sherry with Ferry.
So I can, you know, batter my eyelids at him. I have very pretty eyes.
You've got very pretty eyes. Yeah. That's good. You see, no one else has gone for the pretty eyes. That's surprising that no one's gone for that. But you came in there at the last minute. Well done. Should we go to a record and make our decision during the record?
Oh, yeah, that was exhausting. Thanks very much, you guys, for calling in there. And sorry we had to be so ruthless.
Are we going to keep them on the line so that we can speak to the winner?
Okay. Well,
okay.
This is
so amazing. This is so tense.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's Block Party. no, it's not. It's the Magic Numbers. Fantastic. We're Forever Lost. Now, shall we resolve this little thing? We've asked people to phone in and pitch to us for 10 seconds.
Why is there exciting music in the background?
Because it's exciting.
It is exciting, isn't it? Oh, yeah, that's right. We had 5 callers. They all plead with us. They gave us very good reasons why they should be going to the Isle of Wight Festival, 10th to the 12th of June. It's a sold-out festival with an amazing lineup. We've had to choose one person. It's been an extraordinary debate here in the studio while that record was playing. We knocked out Natalie.
We knocked out... What we did was we thought, we'll get rid of all the women.
Well, that's not true, is it, Adam? The correct logic was we knocked out Natalie because she sounded a bit too posh.
Get rid of the women.
And she just graduated from university. She'd never been to a festival before. Sounded like she could afford to go to a lot of festivals. Is that right, Adam?
It wasn't the poshness. It was just she's a woman. We thought, let's get rid of all the women.
Well,
and then
because Juliet went next because she said Dulwich was boring.
Yeah.
And I pretty much live in Dulwich.
Yeah.
So we were left with Chris, Andrew and Richard. Andrew, we didn't choose you because your wife is ill. You don't want to go to a festival while your wife is ill.
It'll make things
children.
Worse, exactly.
That's terribly irresponsible.
Very nice.
We were just down to Richard and Chris, and our runner-up is Richard. Is he on the line? Hello, Richard.
Thanks anyway.
It's not very good, is it, get you on and you being a runner-up, and not very good on our part to now sort of rub it in. Because there is only...
I'll try with 6 music later.
There you go.
But listen, Richard, we're going to give you a prize.
Really?
Can I ask you, do you actually like myself and Joe and our work on television?
I do. I love you. I'm going to go and see you in Edinburgh, actually.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Well, listen, we're going to give you a copy of the Adam and Joe DVD. Do you have it already?
Yeah.
Do you really?
But I can give it one copy away.
Exactly. Spread the love.
Exactly.
I'll spread the joy.
But to go with that is an incredibly rare collector's item. It is my character Ken Corder doing a commentary over a edition of The Priory. It's something that I did to amuse myself, and of course it's never going to see the light of day on telly because, you know, it's not clearable. But it's yours now. You can have a copy and see what you think. And
I have, like, an autograph as well for, like, eBay and things.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, sure, no problem. I've signed the video and we'll sign the DVD
for
you.
That video's going straight on eBay.
Straight in the bin.
And, well, thanks very much there, Richard. Well done. But our winner is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, are you excited then, having won?
Made all the pain and misery worthwhile.
We gave you the prize because we thought you probably prepared what you had to say. Did you write it down?
No, it just came to me.
Really?
I mean, it just came to me.
Well, you're a clever man. Who are you going to take to the festival?
One of my mates. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Well, choose well and have a great time.
If we ever find out that any of those sad things are incorrect, we're going to make your life hell.
Yeah.
If we find out that your wife hasn't married left you.
And your life is brilliant.
is that true about your wife, Chris?
It's all true.
Did she really leave you?
Yeah, she did leave me. We only married a year. It's quite sad.
No. When did she leave you? How long ago?
A couple of months ago.
You see, you're going to have fun at that festival.
Yeah,
you find yourself a new wife. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's really sensitive, man.
Sorry? I think Chris knows I'm not being
serious. I know. Listen, have a great time there. Thank you so much for calling in, all of you chaps that did phone in. Sorry we couldn't give prizes to all of you, but I hope you have a wonderful time there. This is Adam and Joe. Oh, we've still got to figure out what ditties in the dock is this week.
Oh, well, we'll have a think about that.
Okay, we'll be back shortly. XFM.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. This is the last 15 minutes of our show until the winter, because we're taking the summer off.
Well, September, mid-September we'll be back, so it's not strictly winter. In fact, some of September can often be very pleasant.
It's true, the summer gets later and later in Britain.
Mm, it's true, isn't it? What's it? Is it raining at the moment?
Ooh, what's the weather like?
I'm going to cycle back now, so I don't want it to be raining. That's the only thing.
It's time, of course, for Ditties in the Dock, and we're being shamelessly self-indulgent because it's our last show before our summer break. We're going to offer you two of our very own Adam and Joe Show songs to choose from. Now, don't worry if you don't know the Adam and Joe Show, or you think we're rubbish, because these are both tributes to film stars. So if you don't know the songs, you can just vote for which film star you'd like to hear a song about. It's the... I'm going to start with pitching mine.
Yeah, go on, you go.
I'm going to go for Song for Bob Hoskins. Bob Hoskins is one of our favourite hairy, short, famous actors. This song is... It's more of a little play than a song. It casts Bob Hoskins as a sort of Dickensian street hero, and he sings a wonderful sort of cockney knees up all about all the films he's worked on. It's a beautiful, moving piece of music, and it's a terrific tribute to Bob Hoskins, and it's the one you should definitely vote for. It's called Song for Bob Hoskins. It's from, I think, Series 3 of The Adam and Joe Show, and if you want to hear it, call 0871-222-1049. That's 0871-222-1049, and vote for Song for Bob Hoskins. Everyone who gets through and gets on the air will win a CD called Revolutions, which is an exciting, anarchic compilation of lots of highly dangerous bands like Embrace, Phantom Planet, and stuff like that, all sort of XFM-type music. So there we go. If you want to hear the song for Bob Hoskins, call 0871-222-1049.
Alternatively, you could vote for our Robert De Niro Calypso. This is a tribute to the gigantically talented actor, which was written by, it was mainly written by Joe and Zach, our friend Zach. And I contributed some lyrics to the melange. And it is certainly one of the songs that I'm proudest of that we did on the Adam and Joe Show. And I'm not sure it's a real calypso, but we called it the Robert De Niro Calypso. And it sort of takes you through his work in a ludicrous way. And it was partly an excuse for me to do my Robert De Niro impression, which is a very visual thing, and just involves kind of turning the edges of your mouth down.
I tell you what, you can do it here in the studio while the record plays.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe they'll just get a sort of psychic impression of it.
Yeah.
So that's Ditties in the Dock this week. It's Song for Bob Hoskins or the Robert De Niro Calypso. Call 0871-222-1049. Which of those stars would you rather hear a stupid song about? Hoskins or De Niro? 0871-222-1049. Call now!
I like that.
It sounds like Pac-Man, doesn't it?
It's a good...
It's an Atari guitar noise.
Good little ending there.
Guitar-y
noise from the block party with Banquet. Time to resolve Ditties in the Dock now.
And this week it's a shamelessly self-indulgent Ditties in the Dock. We're playing off two songs from the Adam and Joe Show, which is currently available on DVD from all good DVD retailers. It's our two tribute songs to famous actors, Bob Hoskins and Robert De Niro. We've got five callers on the line. Let's go straight to see who has won. Ursula, are you there?
I am indeed.
What are you voting for, Ursula?
Bob Hoskins, please.
Song for Bob Hoskins. Very good choice. You win a copy of Revolutions, an exciting compilation album. Are you excited about that?
I'm absolutely thrilled.
You sound very thrilled. Thanks for calling us. We're going to have to be quite quick on this because we're running out of time. James, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, James. What's it going to be? Is it going to be De Niro or Hoskins?
Hoskins, please.
Hoskins?
Yeah.
That's 2-0 for the Hosks.
2-0 for Hoskins? De Niro is, you know, come on. De Niro.
Is. De Niro is.
Yeah.
We've got Daniel. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks.
What are you voting for? Is it going to be Hoskins or De Niro?
It's got to be Bobby De Niro.
Bobby De Niro? Well have done,
you,
there we go.
Have you heard these songs before?
I have. I've got the DVD.
Hey, oh, good nice man. One. So there we go. Thanks for calling, Daniel, and thanks for buying our DVD. So what's that? 2-1 to Hoskins.
I need another couple of votes for De Niro,
let's
otherwise I'm in trouble.
Let's see if Gail can do that. Hello, Gail.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank
you're
you.
You're very well. You sound bloody posh.
No, we live in Wales. There's no such thing.
Okay, well done for not being posh. Who are you voting for, Gail?
It's got to be De Niro.
Bobby De Niro?
It
wow.
has to be.
This is gut-wrenching. So it's 2-2. Gail, well done. Thanks for calling. You win that album as well. So, Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi there.
So you've got the deciding vote. This is
right,
this is monumental.
It is. I feel the power running through me.
They call vote. You the decider.
I think they call him the decider.
The decider.
It's amazing. It's the last Ditties in the Dock before our summer break. Oh,
I feel so privileged.
It's so significant. It's so significant. So Ben, what's it going to be? Is it going to be Bob Hoskins or Robert De Niro? And again, leave a pause before you tell us the answer, like they do on telly. Who's it going to be?
A strangely long pause.
Yeah.
Right, my vote for Ditties in the Dock is Bob Hoskins.
Hey, that wasn't a very long pause.
Wasn't a very long
pause.
Oh,
sorry, I should have a little drum roll or something.
Well done. That's fantastic. It's nice for the Bob Hoskins tribute song to get an airing.
That's great.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Okay, can I have your Priory DVD?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll send
brilliant.
You.
Thanks a lot.
It's not.
Great.
Is it a DVD or is it a VHS?
Well, it's a VHS, but it's a spoof of a DVD.
That's fine. Yeah, that's great.
It's like a DVD commentary on VHS. It's part of the joke.
Great.
So yes. Thanks
have
for calling.
As well, please.
Of course.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks for calling, Ben. And hey, thanks
Ben.
To everybody who listens to our show.
Ben
regularly.
Sounded genuinely enthusiastic.
He did. He's lovely. All our
that
callers are lovely. All our listeners are lovely. And we've had a great time over the last whatever it's been 8 months. And we'll be back in September. And we'll leave you in the capable hands of Ricky and Steve, who are coming back for 6 weeks. And then after them, who knows who it'll be?
Who
mystery
knows?
Presenters until mid-September.
And, you know, if you're in Edinburgh at all this year for the festival, do come along and see my show. It'll be called I, Pavel.
Ooh.
About my sort of East European animator character. Before then, you can catch me and my comedy evening, the Out of Focus Group, at the Zeta Hotel. Z-E-T-T-E-R. Look it up on the web and you can get details. The next one of my evenings is going to be on Wednesday the 15th of June. A few XFM listeners came along to last week's one and it was really nice to meet them.
I'm definitely going to come down. I lied and didn't come down last weekend because I went to see Darren Brown do magic.
You got to get your priorities straight,
but
man.
I'm definitely going to come down a week on Wednesday.
Fantastic. Well, listen, have a great summer, chaps. Don't die in the heat wave. And take care of yourselves, and we really look forward to being with you again in September.
Yeah, and this, you know, this does have music in it, what you're about to hear. It starts off with a sort of a bit of cinematic drama. So try and paint a picture of Dickensian London, cobbled streets, tilty buildings, and along the street comes Bobo Hoskins.
God bless you.
God bless you.
One and all, bye.
Ooga booga, another beautiful morning in old London town. Here comes the baker's boy with his delicious fresh warm buns.
Morning, Mr. Hoskins.
Morning, son. And here's lovely Lily the flower seller.
Morning, Mr. Hoskins.
You're as pretty as the morning sun, Lily.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Hoskins.
There's the hurdy-gurdy man.
Morning, Mr. Hoskins.
And here comes the pearly king and queen.
Morning, Mr. Hoskins. How are you?
Morning, your highnesses.
Here, Mr. Hoskins. Tell us one of your stories about the making of Super Mario Brothers, please.
Nah, you've heard them all a thousand times.
Then sing us a song, Mr. Hoskins, please.
All right, but on one condition.
What, Mr. Hoskins? Anything.
That from now on, you all call me Bobo.
Sing us a song,
All right, then. Wow, tickle me fancy, have a banana, what a palaver, oval and bush, apples and pears, scruffle me nuts, I'm off to step me to waggle me brush, long me good Friday, ragging me rawny, roger me rabbit, moaning me Lisa, mur me mates, blew me ice, spank me behind for just 2 and 6. Come on, everybody!
Wow! Tickle me fancy, have a banana, what a palaver, rubble and bush, apples and pears, scruffle me nuts, I'm off to step me to waggle me brush, rattle me spoonies, nibble me knob, shiver me timbers, corn on the cob, shuffle me bobkins, tackle me tits, tidy me pipkins, fiddle me nips, polish me burlies, apples and pears, buckets of fun and a barrel of laughs, naughty old Nancy slapping her knees, saucy on Sally, jelly me eels, long me good Friday, ragged me rawny, roger me rabbit, moaning me leaves a cock on me coppers, twizzle me stick, spank me behind for just 2 and 6.
Mr. Hoskins, sing us another,
what about one more, Mr. Hoskins? Sorry, everybody, that's all I've got time for.
Oh, please, Mr. Bobo.
Now, children, Mr. Hoskins is a busy man.
We heard you've agreed to appear in a low-budget film for only tuppence an hour.
That's right, and I'm going to be late if I don't hurry up.
Bless you, Mr. Hoskins, you're one in a million.
Good day to you, Mr. Hoskins.
Good day to you too, son. You stay out of mischief.
I'll try my best, Mr. Hoskins.
Good day, Mr. Hoskins, sir.
Toodle-pip, Lily. Be lucky.
Good day to you, Mr. Hoskins.
Ah, what a perfect morning. Ooga booga. XFM.